going well with y'all. Hope everything going great. You know what I'm saying? Hope y'all staying focused and just, you know what I'm saying? Staying on the Father. The more intimacy we have with our Father, the better, you know what I'm saying, understanding we get from Him, the more knowledge and wisdom we get from Him, the more we can hear from Him also, you know what I'm saying, the more we fast and pray. All these things are beautiful, and we have to utilize all of them in the law, you know what I'm saying, so that we can hear from our Father, we can seek our Father, we can understand our Father. Everything, Mother Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, Yeshua, like, you know what I'm saying, just getting closer intimacy with them, and that will bring the light unto us to what, you know, He want us to, what he taking us and trying to get us to see and show us, you know. Me and my wife, we just found out, you know, how we hear from God, because we always try to figure out, like, how can we hear from God, like, we don't hear His voice, you know, we don't, like those type of things, like, because we thinking, like, you know, hear and hear His voice, which people can hear His voice. Not saying no one can hear His voice, because people can hear His voice. But you have to understand who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you understand, it's not just understanding who you are, it's understanding who God is, right? So once you understand who God is, right, and then God start telling you that He know you. What scripture that was in? Revelation. Yeshua and our Father Yahweh start telling you, you know, how well He know us. You know what I'm saying? He know our heart. He know everything. He know it all. Like, right? He's like, so God know me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm starting to know God, or I know God, right? Then your question is, how can I hear from God? Right? So it's like, you don't get it until someone, like, I could tell y'all, but you still might not get it because you still might not be intimacy with the Father. You know what I'm saying? You might not be fasting and praying, and you might still have some sins that's blocking it. So you got to get fully, fully right, like John the Baptist was telling them when Yeshua was coming, to get into full repentance of things. So you got to get fully, fully right on a lot of things so that it can be cleared up. You know what I'm saying? And curses can be broken, and bondage can be broken, and all those things, right? So, last year or 2 years ago, I was talking to God, and He was answering me, and I never understood how He was answering me. I just knew He was, right? So I was telling my wife, and, you know, she was like, wow, you know, she's happy and everything, right? So she was like, that's great, you can hear from God. But she never thought, like, she thought, like, how can she hear from God? But she never, like, thought into it. You know, she's like, maybe one day, you know, I would, type of thing like that, right? So, I was like, yeah, one day God gonna let you hear from Him, right? So, you know, she was like, so now I just had another, like, I forgot, like, you know, because it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to talk to God when you never really talk to Him in a way of intimacy of talking to Him, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like new, but you still, like, it's new, and it's kind of like you still trying to, you're not even, like, immune to it at all, really, you know? So it's like you still trying to, like, you may just go through every day and forget that you even talk to God and God answer, right? Because it's not like a regular routine. You have to make it become a regular routine, so it can get better and better and better and better, and then you can hear from God faster, right? But I didn't do that. I was hearing from Him, and then it stopped. But then I noticed that I can only hear from Him in quiet places, like alone, not around too much sound, not noise, or anything like that. I can hear from Him real good, right? So, the other day, like last week, I was was reading. Our Apostle Russell Solomon told us, not last week, but I think like 2-3 weeks ago, Apostle Russell Solomon, our mother, the Lord, was telling us that God told us to read Kings again, Kings 1, 1 Kings. So we read 1 Kings again, and, you know, got through it, right? Saw things that we didn't see before, right? So my wife was like, so babe, what did you, you know, what did you get from reading it again? Like, you know, did God show you anything from reading it again? And I was like, that's a great question. And I was like, let me think. And I thought for a while and ponder. And then it just came to me, like, I was like, yeah, you know what? I said, I noticed how all the seeds of David's, they talked to God and asked God things before they did it and got God approval and all things that they was doing. And anytime that any of the kings or any other people didn't ask God first, then it was like a curse upon them and like things just went bad for them. And she was like, you're right. So she was like, so what that mean? I was like, well, it means to me like we need more intimacy with God. Like we need to talk to him and ask him for things first and what to do first and how to do, when to do, where to do, you know, in that way. Like I said, it's not gonna be easy because we're not used to doing it that way. But once we get it, then once we get it, then it start, you know, it's like a rhythm. You know what I'm saying? That's your everyday thing to do it. Talk to God, you know what I'm saying? Ask him what he wants you to do with this, that. And then it all becomes this rhythm. You know what I'm saying? It all becomes this your daily thing. You know what I'm saying? It becomes natural, basically. So, she was like, "Wow." So I was like, "Yeah." So I was like, "If we trying to be kings and queens, and if we trying to, you know, like get elevated, I said, I think a lot of our situations is, you know what I'm saying, blocked because we're not that intimacy with God. Like we do everything else. We fast, we pray, we read. You know, we do the Sabbath, we do the holy days. You know what I'm saying? We do all these things that we're supposed to do that's within the law. All these things, we repent for our sins, pray for people, give. All these things we do. Everything, you know what I'm saying, that we're supposed to do, we do it all according, you know what I'm saying, to the best of our ability to do it. And, you know, we still waiting on things to get done and open for us. And I said, I think that's what it is. It's the intimacy. Once we get the intimacy with our Father and talk to him more and more and make it become natural and normal for us, then he will, you know, open up for us. And whatever blockage we got, it will be gone, right? So right after that, God opened up so much stuff, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, my wife now can hear from God. So she said, so one morning I said, oh, I asked God, what do you want me to read? He gave me revelation and everything like that, right? She's like, how you hearing from God? Like I know you heard from him before, but like how you hearing from him? I was like, well, it depends. And she's like, what you mean? I was like, well, it depends on you know, how you hear from him. Because I was like, you can hear from him, like hear his voice. You can hear from him like he could put something in your mind or he could put something on your heart. So she was like, wow. She's like, I wonder what's mine. I was like, I don't know at first. And I said, let me think about it. And I was like, God usually put mine in my mind, I in my heart. I don't hear his voice yet. But he usually put it in my mind first, I in my heart, because I'm a fast thinker. You know what I'm saying? Like I move fast. So he'll put it in my mind. He won't too much put it on my heart like that because I don't too much like to dwell on things. You know what I'm saying? So that comes with me understanding God, right? And how God works. And then that comes with me understanding me, myself. So I'm understanding God and how he is. And then I'm understanding myself. And myself is getting closer to God. So I'm abiding in God. So he abiding in me. So as I'm getting closer to God, I'm understanding him more. And then I'm understanding myself more. So since I understand those two, boom. Now I understand that when God speak to me, he speak to me in my mind. See what I'm saying? I keep placing it in my mind, like he said in his word, he'll place it in our mind, right? But then he could also place it on your heart. You know what I'm saying? So if he don't give it to you soon, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be on your heart. You see what I'm saying? But if he give it to you soon, like fast, he place it in your mind, right? And then if you like real, real good with God, you could probably hear his voice. You know what I'm saying? And all right, not probably, you can hear his voice. So I'm like, I said, I hear from God two ways. He's gonna place it in my mind, quick, fast, or he's gonna place it in my heart. Boom. So I said, with you know what I'm saying? I broke it down like how she is and everything. I said, God's gonna place it in your heart because of how you is. And she said, huh. And I said, you had so many encounters with God, you don't even know you did. Well, you know, you knew you did, but you didn't know you did, type of thing. Like she knows she did, but she not thinking of that way. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause she'll tell me like, oh, like I feel this way. I feel like God just this that, right? So I'm like, okay, cool. So when I broke it down to her, she said, yeah, you're right. I said, yeah. So God placed it in your heart because 9 times out of 10, if you feel something feeling something heavy, you know what I'm saying, on you to do something or this or that, then that's God speaking to you, and then, you know, you move from there like you know what you're doing. And I was like, because you like to ponder on things, she a great thinker, like think a lot, like think deep, you know, think deeper to things. So God will place it on the heart because he knows she like to think deep before she make moves, you know what I'm saying? So he gonna place it on the heart to dwell on the heart. So once it sit there heavy on the heart, then now she's gonna move, you know what I'm saying? So she was like, wow. I was like, yeah. She's like, wow, thank you, man. I'm like, yeah, God placed on your heart. That's how he worked with you. He might not place too much place on your mind because you think too much. You know what I'm saying? So since you think too much, he's not going to put it in your mind because you're going to think too much. He's going to put it in your heart because it's going to weigh in on your heart. And then, boom, you're going to know. So I say that's how God speak to you. So you may not get it in your mind too often, and you may not hear his voice yet, but you will. You know what I'm saying? It just depends. So it just depends, you know, how far you get with God, and, you know, how well you know him, and you know what he want to do. But, you know, so everybody have to figure that out, because, you know, you want to hear from God and you want to know what God is trying to do for you and all these things. You have to know how to hear from him in your way, the way that he designed for you to hear from him in. Everybody can't hear God's voice. You know, I know everybody want to hear God's voice, you know what I'm saying? But everybody can't hear it until he give it to you, until you know what I'm saying, do what you got to do to hear his voice. So he speak to you. He can speak to you through the word also, through the word, all through prophets, you know what I'm saying? So All through man. So there's many different ways God can speak to you. You know what I'm saying? But you just got to understand who God is and who you is. You see what I'm saying? And then it all makes sense and it all clicks. And then it all, you know what I'm saying, comes together. So, yeah, that's how we figured out. And, you know, like I said, for like 2 years, I talked to God. And he spoke to me, you know what I'm saying, put it in my mind. And I just, like, you know, it never, like, registered to, like, keep doing it. It did register, like, keep doing it, but then it was hard because, you know, life happens and then you kind of forget after a while, you know what I'm saying? So, but we got to stay on it, man, and it's going to work. But understand who God is, you know, get cleaned up, understand who God is, and then understand who you is and how you operate. Like, are you, like, a thinker? Are you, like, emotional person? Are you like a quick, like a move fast person? Like you move fast, you know what I'm saying? Like you, like ain't too much thinking, you just kind of operate how you move, like in that way type of way. You know, it just depends on what type of person you are. God knows us, so he's gonna put it in us. He's gonna speak to us in the best way that he knows possible. So once you know him and then you know yourself, then you're gonna know how God speaks to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to really sit down and think, like, I felt it in my heart when God, I felt it in my heart that, the other day I felt it in my heart that God, da da da. You're like, oh, it's in my heart. He put it in my heart. The other day, God put it in my mind because I was thinking this, and then boom, God put it in my mind. Like, it's going to happen like that. Or are you going to hear God's voice? Are you going to see God in the dream, my vision? Or, you know what I'm saying? Are those things. So, are you going to read it in the word? You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to put it in the word to speak to you, or he's going to give it to a prophet, or apostle, or a preacher, or a pastor, or one of his children, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to help you, or angel, or whatever, you know? It just depends. But yeah, man, so that's how we figured it out, man. And I hope that helped y'all, bless y'all, man, and just keep working, keep pushing. It's going to happen for everybody because he came. You know what I'm saying? He wants to save everybody as much as possible. So, you know, let's just do what's right and keep moving through life, man, the right way. And God will bless you and God will speak to you in his own special way of speaking to you because he know you and you shall also know him well. And then everything will come together. And then now you'll be hearing from God. And, you know, it's beautiful, man. It feels so good after all, you know what I'm saying, the time going through life and not knowing this. And now knowing this and now having the encounter with God to be able to speak to him and he speak back. And, you know, you can move according, man. So glory to our Father Yahweh for what he done. Glory to Yeshua for what he done. And glory to Mother Rock HaKadosh, Holy Spirit, for what she has done. And glory to the angels in the kingdom of God, Father Yahweh. We love you all. We thank you all. I love all of y'all. I love all my brethren that are in the word, that is in the kingdom, that's moving according to the law, the new ones and the ones that been in, and the ones that's fighting. You know what I'm saying? Keep fighting, man. Keep fighting. We all got to fight the great fight to get through, to be free. You know what I'm saying? To be liberated, and you know what I'm saying, to just have peace, man. You know what I'm saying? In the world that's crazy and wicked like this, we must find the peace, and the peace is in the word, and the peace is in the Father. So we must be able to find the peace at all times. Every time the world try to bring you down, you know where your peace at. You know where your home at. You know where you just chilling and relaxing at, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're not of the world, but we live in it. So we must understand the laws of the world to overcome the world. You know what I'm saying? If we live in righteous and ethical and moral and our Father laws, then the world can't defeat us. You know what I'm saying? That's why I couldn't defeat Yeshua, because he understood. He understood the laws and he understood how wicked the world was. So all you're doing is walking in the laws of the Father in this world. You know what I'm saying? But you got to educate yourself on these laws and get right, man. And you know what I'm saying, get your peace, get your freedom for you, your family, and you know what I'm saying, that can go on for centuries for your family, wealth and inheritance, you know what I'm saying, kingdom rights and everything, man. Just be blessed, y'all. Shalom.